30 more ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. Pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
A little cloudy over high atop Riders Field, but we're going to play a baseball game on this Sunday afternoon, April 10th, 2022. Hi, folks. Welcome to our pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley will join us for the call of the game in a few moments. Well, they've been close ball games, but Frisco has taken the first two over Arkansas, and they've taken the series effectively with last night's 8-7 win. Score should have been a little bit different, but three solo home runs by the Travs made it tight in the top of the ninth, but they were ultimately able to hang on and get the win. We'll go ahead and take our first break on the Riders pregame show, come back and take a listen to some of the highlights in what was an eventful Saturday night at Riders Field. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Travs and Frisco put a bow on a three-game series at 4:05.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you on the pregame show. And Zach will join us at 4:05 for the call of today's series finale between Arkansas and Frisco. Time now on our pregame show to listen back to last night's highlights. And boy, where do you start to unpack last night's game? If you caught any of the action, so many different storylines that found us going into Saturday's game, that developed in our eyes in front of us during the game, and just a really special night to set the tone, hopefully, for what's to expect. And right off the top, number one was Jack Leiter making his professional debut and owned up to it a little bit and said just really anxious to play that first competitive baseball game for what felt like the first time, long time coming. Didn't take long for him. He got his first strikeout in the top of the first inning on the center fielder, Cade Marlowe. And so we'll try and get it to you when we can. But rolling along with the highlights, after Jack was able to get the strikeouts, and boy, that set the tone for him early. He finished the first inning with the strikeout, and then Cade the side in the second after a leadoff walk to Jake Shiner, the first baseman. He was able to really settle into what was a bit of a groove after that, despite the walk to lead off the second inning. Scoring got started for David Garcia in what was his double-A debut. After a Josh Doerr's one-out double, it was Garcia, the next batter later, to stand in. And he ripped an RBI base hit in the bottom of the second to put the Rough Riders on the scoreboard first.
0-2. Chopped on the ground right side. Through for a base hit. Stowers getting the wave around third. He comes in to score easily. 1-0 Riders on the RBI single from David Garcia. Welcome to Double-A.
And so that was Josh Stowers that was able to come in on the base paths. How about the defensive play by Josh Stowers out in left field? It was a hard hit line shot by Jake Shiner in the top of the sixth inning, and Stowers with a bit of a wedge jam.
With stirrups on the pitch. A swing and a line drive hit hard to left field. Stowers coming on, dives and makes the catch. Headlong dive for Josh Stowers. He pulls it in, and there's one away.
That came after a leadoff walk to the right fielder, Zach Deloach. In defensive plays for the Riders, they would not be done making fine plays on the defensive side. With Deloach at first base, Joe Rizzo doubled to right field, and Fabian fed it back into the second baseman, Ornelas, who made a beautiful play at the plate.
The 0-2. A line drive down the right side in towards the corner, and it's fair. Fabian digs it out. Deloach rounding third. Here comes the relay to the plate from Ornelas. They got him!
The crowd that was at Riders Field last night. I got goosebumps just listening back to that. We had a good chance to talk to the manager, Jared Gettert, and he talked about that crowd and what felt like the biggest crowd that he has really felt here in Frisco, Texas. Well, the Riders needed runs after they were able to get a little bit of scoring started. And with the bases loaded, the catcher, David Garcia, was not done. He took a big fly all the way to the center field wall.
And he fires in. A swing and a fly ball hit well to center field. Marlowe going back to the warning track, still going back. It's over his head off the base of the wall. Krim comes in to score. Durant around third. Stowers on his heels. The throw cut off. Garcia with a bases-clearing double. And the Rough Riders have blown it open in the sixth inning. They lead it 5-1.
It certainly felt like the Riders were in a good spot with a 5-1 lead, just the way that the game had been moving. But Arkansas got going quickly with three runs in the top of the seventh. Frisco relievers struggled with walks, and it was an RBI knock from Jake Shiner to help bring in what was a three-run top of the seventh for Arkansas, but the Riders answered right back. Back-to-back run-scoring hits, and Ezekiel Duran able to record his second double in his second game played.
3-0. Hard hit ball into the left center field gap. It'll drop and roll to the wall. Krim cruises in from second. Duran pulls the trailer into second with an RBI double.
But then three runs by Arkansas on the top of the ninth. It was a one-run ball game. We need Jordan Procession out on the mound, and that's exactly what the Riders got. And Jordan came in and recorded the final out to help secure the 8-7 Riders win. We'll hear from the manager, Jared Gettert, on the other end of this break. This is the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Home plate meeting taking place just in front of us. Riders and Travs with a 4:05 start time.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows down. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Just a few moments away from first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Arkansas Travelers. Back on the Riders Baseball Network, Chris Jared, and we've got the opportunity to be joined by the manager, Jared Gettert. Jared,
big thanks to you for joining us. I know that this first week's been crazy. How are you doing just with everything been going on and trying to manage these three ball games here for us in a busy weekend?
Sure. Good to be with you, Chris. Doing well. I mean, obviously the first, you know, the break camp days leading into opening weekend are always a little hectic. Opening weekend is naturally going to be hectic. And, you know, so far it's been pretty good. A lot of good things going on here. A couple of good starts from Cody and from Jack last night. A lot of guys swinging the bats well. And, you know, fortunate to start out with a couple of one-run wins is obviously helpful as well.
Yeah, Jordan Procession, more saves than plate appearances right now. But you talk about the pitching first. Really good stuff. You knew it was going to be that, and still with Cole Reagans to go today. But look out for the fifth, looked really good. And then Jack last night, looked like impressed a lot of people.
He did. You know, we're going to go as our starters go, and we've been fortunate to get a couple of good starts. Jack, I think, will... It's crazy to say when you look at the line and seven of the nine outs he got were via strikeout, but I think that, you know, he's even got room to not show a little bit more, but I think he would be the first to admit that, you know, maybe get outs on less pitches, that sort of thing. But yeah, no doubt we have the opportunity to have a really good club pitching wise, and we're going to go as our starters go, and Cody and Jack have kind of set that tone for us.
You mentioned the bats, too. How about the catching group? Some of the at-bats that you've seen from guys like Matt Watley and then David Garcia in his debut yesterday.
If you can get production offensively from your catchers, that's obviously huge. They both kind of bring a different skill set to the plate, but it's nice that, to me, they complement each other. And the more that they kind of split time back there as we get going, it's going to kind of be a nice I don't know, you're going to feel comfortable with whoever's back there, obviously catching, but then offensively as well. And that's we're lucky to have that be the case.
They've been some close games, the first two with today on deck. What's impressed you so far as you're still trying to get to know this team?
I think that's kind of what's the unknown going into the season. We have a handful of guys that return, an even smaller number who are here this year, who were here the entire year last year. So there are a number of unknowns. But I think... more than anything, two things stand out. One, being down late the first night and then still, you know, feeling confident, getting it done late there in the eighth inning. And then last night, you know, having that big three-run, I think it was sixth mm-hmm. inning or so, taking a four-run lead, but then quickly giving those three runs back. And the game is going to present momentum swings, and so then answering their three runs with three more of our own. So that says a lot about a team as far as you're going to get punched in this game. You know, what do? Do you get knocked down or do you punch right back? And that's what I'd like to get back.
There were over 9,000 people here last night. It had to feel pretty good. There were a couple different times where you were able to hear that home crowd kind of get behind you a little bit. That had to feel really good.
It really did, especially last year coming off of, you know, the missing the year with COVID and then some of the COVID restrictions early on and people being, you know, maybe less willing to get out and attend a baseball game or do anything like that, that outside of maybe 4th of July last year here, that crowd was second to none. So it was awesome, especially opening weekend. You know, it was a little bit windy, but the weather was beautiful. Just a good experience all around. Yeah, the crowd was awesome. It felt like a true kind of home field advantage last night for sure.
Thanks for your time, Jared. Appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you, Chris.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness.
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's walking off.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
After a 2-0 start to the 2022 season, the Rough Riders go for the series sweep in this three-game set over the Arkansas Travelers from Riders Field. Hi, everybody. From Frisco, Texas, Zach Bigley, Chris Jarrett alongside you, and very happy to have you along on what was a beautiful day for baseball. Since the skies have opened up, we have a little April showers action here in Frisco, but hopefully that will surpass and we will get to see Cole Reagans out on the mound today.
Nothing was on the radar, but we sat, and as clouds continued to flow over top of Riders Field, Zach, we said, are we about to get some rain? It had that windy feel a little bit, and we've got some rain, but I think we've got a baseball game as well that this shouldn't affect things at all. And just excited, really, to see Cole, because we've had some really good pitching prior to that where a guy like Cole Reagans on a different rotation would get a lot of attention coming into the opening weekend. So, just the road that the left-hander's been on has been a rocky one in terms of what he's dealt with injuries and surgeries to get back to this point. And I know he ended his season in Frisco last year, so he's a name that Riders fans are familiar with.
Former first-round pick, Cole Reagans. Chris, want to take us through the lineup that he's going to face today?
Absolutely. Let's start first with the Arkansas Travelers, and it's a designated hitter, Kaden Polkovich, leading off. Center fielder Cade Marlowe will bat second. Jake Shiner at first, bats third. He's had a really good series. And Zach Deloach in left, batting cleanup for the Travs. 5-6-7 for Arkansas. The catcher, Jake Anchia, behind the plate. He'll bat fifth. Joe Rizzo at third, batting sixth. And 7-8-9. Tanner Kerwer in right. Connor Hoover, the shortstop. And Patrick Frick, the second baseman, rounding out the order for Arkansas.
Arkansas 0-2 to start the season, of course. Rough Riders are 2-0. And their lineup, Chris.
And so for the Riders, it's kind of looks a little similar what we saw on Friday night, but some adjustments as well. J.P. Martinez in center will bat first. He homered an opening, coming all the way up to the two spot. He'll bat second, the third baseman. Blaine Krim bats third, and Ezekiel Duran batting cleanup. Dustin Harris bats fifth. Sando Fabian batting sixth. And 7-8-9 of Procession, Ornelas and Watley.
We'll see that lineup for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of this first inning. But here's Kaden Polkovich in from the right side against the left-hander, Cole Reagans, who's back into his windup. And away we go from Frisco. Fastball high and away, and we are underway. One ball and no strikes. 4:07 with the game's first pitch on this Sunday evening here in Frisco, Texas. 1-0 toss. It comes inside, and it's 2-0. The control has been what has plagued the Rough Riders through these first two games, and we say it has plagued them. They are still 2-0. Reagans back into his windup, and he deals in. Fouled straight back. Count goes to 2-1. Rough Riders have walked 18 men through the first two games of this season. The bullpen has walked 15 in 10 and a third innings. Reagans, glove over the top of the head, he pitches home. Swinging a high pop-up back behind home. This one's going to drift back and out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Kaden Polkovich, the number 24 prospect in the Mariners organization. Starting things off in the top of the first inning. Nobody on, nobody out, no score. Reagan squares his shoulders to home plate. Deep breath, back into his wind. From the third base side of the rubber, he delivers. A swing and a miss. He got him with the fastball. 95 miles an hour from Cole Reagans. He picks up his first strikeout. Good-looking heater. Reagans was in the lower 90s towards the end of last season, but reportedly hit as high as 97 miles an hour in spring training. And the fastball looked good there, elevating it above the belt of Kaden Polkovich. And the designated hitter went down on strikes. Here's Cade Marlowe now. Lefty-lefty. First offering. Fastball pierces the outside edge, belt high, a strike. And it's 0-1. Marlowe, the number 17 prospect in the Mariners organization. 0-1. Breaking ball, hit in the air and hit well to center field, but J.P. Martinez prancing it away just above his ball cap. Two up, two down here in the first inning, no score. And Jake Shiner, the first baseman, makes his way to the plate. Chris alluded to it, a great series so far for Shiner. Through the first two games, he's 4-of-8, a home run and three RBIs. Shiner, part of those three consecutive homers in a very eventful ninth inning last night. The wind back and the pitch on the way. Takes a breaking ball just outside. One ball, no strikes. Three straight homers to make it 8-7. Jordan Procession, the catcher, came into pitch. And he ended up getting a game-ending pop-up. The wind back and the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Blew a heater by him. Ball and a strike. Rough Riders were able to complete the win and come away 2-0 to start the season. Reagan's peers over the top of a black glove. Tips it over the top of his cap. The 1-1. Fastball. Inside edge. A strike right at the belt. It's 1-2. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Cole Reagan's. Dustin Harris out in left field. We already heard from JP in center. And Sandro Fabian is out in right field. There's the wind back and the 1-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball. Cole Reagan's. 1-2-3 first inning. Couple strikeouts. Couldn't write it up any better. Rough Riders get the 1-2-3 first in the top half. They're coming to the plate in the bottom half when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for Mako 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom one in Frisco, series finale between the Travelers and the Rough Riders. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Was a very nice day for baseball here in Frisco. It's sprinkling just a little bit on and off, but hey, it's April. What could be expected in Texas except for three different weather patterns in 3 days? On opening day, we had 64 degrees and sunny. Last night, 87 degrees and sunny. And today on first pitch, 81 degrees with sprinkles. Pretty windy day as well, 22-mile-an-hour winds. J.P. Martinez stands in as he's going to start things off against Stephen Kulik. Right-hander squares his shoulders over towards the third base dugout. Left-hander at the plate, righty on the mound in the first pitch. Fastball fits onto the inside corner, belt high for a strike. And it's 0-1. Martinez had a heck of an opener, got the day off yesterday. Kulik delivers. Down low and inside, skips into the dirt. One ball and one strike. Martinez went 2-for-5 with a home run, three RBIs. Open stance from the left side, 1-1. Slips inside. Fielder. Stephen Kulik, a slender right-hander. Here's the wind and the 2-1. Breaking ball fits onto the outside edge for a called strike, and it's 2-2.
6'3", 220 pounds, a native of Shepherd, Texas, just north of Houston. 2-2. This is down low and inside. It's 3-2 on Martinez. Kolick went to Texas A&M, originally a draftee of the Dodgers. The 3-2, fouled back. Still 3-2. Traded over to the Mariners organization for cash considerations back in 2021 in April. He's making his debut this season. Payoff pitch home. Swing and a foul back into the glove of Anchia, the catcher. Martinez down on strikes to start things off. One away, and Dio Antias climbs in now. Rough Riders and Travelers scoreless here in the bottom of the first inning. Antias looking for his first hit in a Rough Riders uniform this year. 0-3 in the opener before also getting the day off yesterday. Kolick peels back and delivers. Called strike, outside edge. Breaking pitch, and it's 0-1. Let's introduce you to the defense behind the right-hander today for Arkansas in their camo uniforms. The 0-1. Another breaking ball. This one just misses inside. And it's 1-1. Zach Deloach is out in left field. Cade Marlowe in center. And Tanner Kerwer roams in right field. 1-1 toss. Slips up high of the zone in the attic, and it's 2-1. Joe Rizzo at third. Matt Scheffler. I should say Hoover is at shortstop. Patrick Frick at second. 2-1. Misses inside, and it's 3-1. Jake Shiner has first base, and Jake Anchia is behind the plate. Connor Hoover got the start in left field yesterday. He's at shortstop today. 3-1 pitch. 94 miles an hour. 3-2 now on Eddie's. Lane Krim waits on deck for the Rough Riders here in the home half of the first in a scoreless game. The offering home. Up high, 4. One out walk here in the first inning brings Blaine Krim to the plate. Krim 2-for-6 to start the season with an RBI. Yesterday, 1-for-3, an RBI single and a walk, a couple runs scored. Krim in from the right side against the right-hander Kolick. Working from the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Glove comes to a stop at the chest. Left leg kicks up, he fires. Breaking ball, fought off the hands, foul out of play to the right side. Hey, and Trouble made the play. Nice job. And one of our on-field crew members, Trouble, on the concourse. 0-1 to Krim. Kolick from the stretch. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with a fastball. Got him to whiff through it. 0-2. 2021 had three stops for Stephen Kolick. Started in Modesto in the Cal League at the low A level. Comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Again, an elevated fastball. Krim goes down swinging. Second strikeout for Kolick, and there are two outs. Just two games in Modesto before spending majority of his season last year in Everett. At the high A level, a 3-3 record with a 5.93 ERA. Did make one appearance against Arkansas, or with Arkansas, I should say, in Double A last year. The pitch. That one slips outside to his and no strikes. Now, one appearance here in Double-A was against Tulsa. Allowed a couple runs earned in a pair of innings. 1-0 toss to Duran. Breaking ball, backs him off the plate, misses inside. 2-0. Kolick originally drafted by the Dodgers in 2018 in the 11th round. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Late swing by Duran on a fastball. 2-1. Rough Riders have been able to flex their muscles on the offensive side through the first two games. 13 combined runs. 2-1 on the way. Time called late by Duran. 5 runs in the opener, a 5-4 win against the Travs, and then 8-7 last night. So giving up some runs, but hey, all you have to do is win by one. That's what they've done the last two nights.
In last night's game, the offense put themselves in a great spot. Just, I mean, back-to-back-to-back home runs in the ninth, that'll make it tough.
2-1 shuttles home. So we're going to fly ball out to center field. Marlowe turns his back now, chest back to the infield. He comes in a couple steps, makes the catch off to his left, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. The Rough Riders, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base and a walk. We go to the top of the second inning. Cole Reagan's back to the hill. We come back scoreless from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the Top of the Ball Network.
Top two from Riders Field, alongside Chris Jarrett. Zach Bigley with you. Cole Reagan's very efficient in that first inning. He faces Zach Deloach to start things, and really efficient on the pitch count side.
Yeah, he certainly was. 11 pitches, 8 of them finding the zones for the 2Ks.
First pitch to Deloach. Front door breaking ball for a strike at the belt. It's 0-1.
And started the Polkovic at bat 2-0. But of the pitchers we've seen this weekend, Zach, it's been the fewest pitches needed for any Riders starter in the first frame.
0-1. Just low of the zone. 1-1. Set that tone early. That's something we saw with Jack Leiter last night, as good as he was, and he was spectacular.
Yeah, Bradford was close. He had 13 pitches on 8 strikes.
Jack Leiter ran up that pitch count a little bit. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball on the inside edge. Got Deloach to hack through in the lefty-lefty matchup, and it's 1-2.
And Jared was impressed, Zach. He said, you know, despite that, despite the high pitch count, and finding himself with, you know, high pitch at-bats, was able to work around it and still settle the score with some strikeouts.
1-2 on the way. Just a bit outside into Matt Watley's glove. 2-2. That's something that Leiter echoed last night as well. His biggest thing is he wants to be able to be more efficient per at-bat. Obviously, lower the pitch count. A couple walks in that outing. 2-2 shuttles home. Swinging a foul at the plate. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. In his words, he says, later in the season, 3-inning starts, not going to cut it. Still trying to get ramped up here at the beginning of the year. See it every single year where starters are not going to go very far. Here's Reagan's 2-2. Lined hard out to second, under the second base into right field. And Deloach is aboard with a hard single. That one right at Duran, who had both feet on the outfield grass. And he tried to pick it off to his left, went under his glove, and out to Sandro Fabian in right. First runner aboard. That brings Jake and Chia to the plate. Reagans from the stretch. He delivers. High and outside. One ball, no strikes. And Chia, a 1-for-5 day in the opener. Did not play yesterday. Behind the plate for Arkansas this evening. From the stretch, Reagans looks over towards first and delivers. A swing and a miss. Really nice location off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Cole Reagans came to the Rough Riders at the end of the year last year, making his last 9 appearances here in Frisco, 7 of them being starts. And he really impressed. Here's the set. The issue's in the 1-1. Fastball for a strike. The outside corner, and it's 1-2. Right when he left Hickory, Reagans took a trip to Colorado to play in the SiriusXM Futures game. It was him and Cole Wynn, who was a Rough Riders pitcher at the time, who represented the Rangers there. 1-2. Fouled straight back. Still ball and 2 strikes. And it was such a fun experience for Cole. I should say for Reagans, they were both named Cole. It was a fun experience for Wynn as well. He got to start in his home state. But for Cole Reagans, a guy who was a former first rounder back in 2016, number 30 overall by the Rangers, it had been a very tough last few years. Reagans 1-2, down low and inside, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes now. Reagans underwent back-to-back Tommy John surgeries mid and 19 seasons, and then, of course, 2020 was wiped out as well because of COVID. So coming back in 2021, it was the first time in 3 years he had seen action. The throw goes over to first base, just a little soft lob to get Deloach back in. Still 2-2 on Anchia. Scoreless game, top 2, nobody out, runner aboard. Reagans, when he was told by the Rangers that he was going to represent them in the Futures game, was overcome with emotion. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Third strikeout for Cole Reagans. It's actually a breaking pitch that elevated out of the zone. And it's 1-0. Or I should say that's the first out of the second inning. Reagans deals with Joe Rizzo now. And the first offering his way. Misses up high, 1-0. Right when he was told, he called his wife and they shared in an emotional moment that he was going to go play in the Futures game. And then right after that, he was told that when he was done in the Futures game, he was being promoted to AA Frisco. So it was just so many wonderful bits of news. 1-0. Fastball. Right on the outside corner, a strike. 1-1. And he performed well here in Frisco in his limited time. Gave up probably a few more hits than he would have liked, but good experience as the offering comes in just a bit high. It's 2-1. And now that he's healthy, pitched a full season under his belt, comes in with a whole lot of confidence into this season. Deloach leads from first. 2-1. Hitting the air out to right field. Fabian under it. Back near the warning track. Still going back. He makes the catch. Deloach tags. Moves to second. And he's in there ahead of the throw. Good base running by Deloach. Fly ball out to right field. And there are 2 down here in the second inning. Tanner Kerwer bats now. Travelers and the Rough Riders. 11 pitches, 8 strikes in the first inning for Reagans, as Chris mentioned. And a few more pitches here in this frame so far. This will be the 17th pitch of the inning. On the first toss to Kerwer. He delivers home. On the inside edge, a slider for a strike. 0-1.
Zach, that ball off the bat of Rizzo there. I don't think balls in the air are going to traverse very well. I mean, that was pretty well hit. And it didn't take Fabian that much to get to it.
0-1. Cut on and miss. Blew a fastball by him. 0-2. And I think you're right. Yeah. Seen the wind blowing out pretty well to left field today, but Doesn't seem like the ball is carrying. The air is a little heavier.
The wind on game day at the start of this game a few moments ago said 24 mile an hour. Hang on to your hat. You're not wearing a hat.
I'm not, so I'm good. 0-2. Got him swinging. Fastball off the outside corner. Cole Reagan's four strikeouts through two scoreless frames. No runs, a hit, no errors. Runner left stranded for Arkansas. Through an inning and a half, no score between the Rough Riders and Travelers on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here. There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball. Strike three called. This one's over. You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action. And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record. Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, that cheer you're hearing was for just about the cutest junior PA announcer you'll ever hear. It's Kids Sunday Fun Day here at Riders Field. And we got a nice little announcement of Dustin Harris, who's stepping up to the plate. Bottom half of the second inning in Frisco. No score between the Rough Riders and Travelers. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Always love Kids Sunday Fun Day. Good crowd in attendance today for pregame Easter egg hunt. First pitch. Harris takes a called strike with a breaking pitch on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. A lot of Easter eggs all over the park. It's hard to find ground. The pitch misses down low, and it's one ball and one strike. A lot of fun for the youngsters, and we'll have Kids Sunday Fun Day all season long. Stephen Kolick delivers home. Grounded foul back behind home plate, and it's one ball and two strikes. Dustin Harris looking for his first hit in a Riders uniform. He's 0 for 8 to start his season. Sometimes all it takes is that first one. Slightly open stance. The 1-2. Down low and inside. Skips up and away from Anchia off to his left. Count flattens at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Speaking of great crowds, we talked about it pregame. We had 9,322 of you out here last night. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Harris strikes out. Breaking ball, low of the zone. Third strikeout for Kolick. One out here in the second, and Sandra. ...9,322 is the largest crowd since 2019 here at Riders Field. And it was a wonderful night. The pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike. 0-1. Came out to see Jack Leiter throw really well through his three innings. 0-1 toss. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside edge, and it's 0-2. Or inside edge, I should say. 7 strikeouts through his three innings yesterday. 0-2. Fabian swings, fights it off in the air right side, and gets out of play into the stands. Kind of a half swing from Fabian. 0-2. Fabian was with the Giants organization last year. Here's the windback. And the pitch misses low and outside. 1 ball, 2 strikes. A lot of power from Sandro Fabian last year. Rough Riders hoping to see a little bit of that as well. The offering is sent foul out of play right side. Still 1 ball, 2 strikes. The 24-year-old last year in AA Richmond in Virginia. 15 home runs in 89 games. 1-2. Low and outside. Golic misses glove side. It's two balls, two strikes. Fabian coming over as a minor league free agent to the Rangers organization this offseason. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball. Slightly elevated. But Fabian couldn't catch up. Two down, back-to-back strikeouts here in the second. Four strikeouts for Kulik overall. That brings Jordan Procession to the plate, getting his first swings of the season. This is the first time he's taking the field this year. Here's the wind back in the first pitch. A strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-1. Procession took the mound last night. He was the backup pitcher, last year, the 0-1. A weak wave and a miss. Breaking ball down low and inside, 0-2. Picked up a couple pitching wins last year, and last night he picked up the save. Lobbing it in there. Got Scheffler to pop out to end the game. 0-2. Outside. Breaking ball missed. 1-2.
They've been tight. One-run ball games in both games. Riders having a pitcher record a save. But they've been able to persevere in both.
1-2. Chop in the ground. Left side. That's going to beat the shift in the left. Procession with a base hit. It was a weak chopper down the third baseline. Joe Rizzo, the third baseman, was playing off the line. A long way to go get it, and he couldn't quite get a glove on it, as Procession didn't have to hit it hard. Just had to find some green, and that's exactly what he did, a base hit to left. Jonathan Ornelas hits now. Ornelas in from the right side against the right-hander Kulik, who works from the stretch. The pitch. Unshown. He pulls it back, takes up high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas seeing time at shortstop today. Played at second base the last two nights. The throw goes over to first, chasing Procession back in. You know, that's something we haven't seen a lot of, and that's by design here in these first three games. Not a lot of pickoff attempts. There's a new rule here at this level where you can only have two pickoff attempts. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Way outside in the dirt. Back pick down to first. In time to get him. Gets his position opposite Procession over at first base. That retires the side here in the second. No runs for the Rough Riders. Their first hit, but nobody left on base on the out on the base pass. Top three coming up. Chris Jarrett takes the mic when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It's
Sunday 4 o'clock start. We're scoreless as we return to Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from Frisco, Texas. And it's Cole Reagans back out on the mound to keep us going in what's been a clean and efficient ball game thus far. 11 pitches used by the left-hander Reagans in his first frame, and the 19 to lap the strikeouts. He's got four through two innings. Tanner Kerwer went down on strikes. He was the fourth against the shortstop, Connor Hoover, standing in. First pitch. That's in there. Called strike one. Hoover batting from the left side, and it's Reagan's flush with home plate. The 0-1 skipped out of the dirt. Ball on a strike. Matt Watley back behind the dish. And Jordan Procession listed as a catcher. He's at first base. So we've seen all three of the catching group for Frisco in action this weekend. 1-1. Tried to slide back in but couldn't find the zone. Two balls and a strike. Hoover's first at-bat of the day. 8-9-1 for the Travs. 2-1's chop foul. Count is now even at two balls and two strikes. Everybody else in the Texas League got started today at 1 o'clock, or a variation of before 2 o'clock. Frisco and Arkansas's 4 o'clock start is the latest you'll see around the league today. Lefty-lefty, Reagans, the 2-2. Left it upstairs. And it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Lights are on despite the day game. It's been cloudy all day. 3-2. Sprayed foul over the net. Down to our left. Count stays full. Three balls, two strikes. Hoover out from the left side and now standing back in. The motion home. Tipped and popped out of the glove of Watley. Oh, he had it but could not squeeze it. And the at-bat to Hoover stays alive. Home uniforms on Friday night. They were in the slates last night. And now another variation of the Riders uniform that we see in front of us at Riders Field to start the season. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss in the dirt for strike three. Watley applies the tag. 5 Ks on the day for Cole Reagans.
This is exactly what we wanted to see out of Reagans. He's doing it in a few different ways as well. That time going to the breaking ball low and outside. We've seen him elevate the fastball for a few strikeouts. And we're wondering what version of Cole Reagans we're going to see. It's a vastly improved version, which is wonderful.
So lefty-righty to Patrick Frick, the first pitch. Tags the outside edge of the zone for a called strike one. Cole Reagans did not play a season of full season baseball until last year, starting with Hickory. 0-1. Ground ball, right side of the infield. Tough play for Duran. He cannot chase it down. Was shadowing more middle infield, and a one-out base hit for Patrick Frick.
That's two times, one time for each side. We've seen the shift go against what they're trying to do. Good job by Frick beating the shift, kind of fought it off the hands and able to serve it to a vacated right side and get through. Man, he was, when he hit that ball, he was looking up. He had no idea where it went. It was the other way. Just saw the replay.
Lineup resets for the Travs, top of the order. The designated hitter, Caden Polkovich, stands in. First pitch in for strike one. There's the low to mid-90s fastball from Reagans. Reagans, if you're curious or don't know, R-A-G-A-N-S. 0-1. Floats. Tried to creep back in, but stayed out. Count stays, or should say moves even. Ball and a strike. Throws home. High and outside on the fastball. Got 93 there. Two balls and a strike. Wind continues to pull the flags above the batter's eye in center field. It's just been a windy day. Now the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase for strike two. Arkansas in a camouflage uniform if you're watching on the stream. Reagan's 2-2. Swing and tipped into the glove for strike three. Six strikeouts as Reagan's continues to rack them up. And there's two gone in the third. Patrick Frick still standing at first base where he had that one-out dribbler that snuck through the right side. Lefty-lefty matchup on Cade Marlowe. First pitch, low and outside for ball one.
Chris, we hinted at it on Friday and Saturday. A lot of people focusing on Jack Leiter, rightfully so, but I think you and I were really excited to see Cole Reagan's throw because of all the talk we heard about in spring training.
Well, and you just look at the rest of the names on the rotation. The 1-0. Missed low. And now a two-ball, no-strike count to Marlowe. You think, okay, Cody Bradford could be pretty exciting. You think of a full spring for all these guys. Jack Leiter's double-A debut, and then, hey, there's Cole Reagan's, a former first overall pick. That's quite the story there as well. 2-0. Hard hit ground ball towards Duran. He fields it on a hop, sets and throws to first for the final out. Two more strikeouts for Cole Reagan's, and he's had two in all three of his innings. Done in the top of the third, and we stay scoreless. Heading to the home half on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized...
Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still a scoreless ball game as Arkansas and Frisco wrap up a three-game opening weekend series at Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and it's Jonathan Ornelas that'll lead off the home half of the third. Travs picking up their second base hit of the day back in the top half. But fine pitching by the left-handed starter, Cole Reagan's. Answered the base hit with strikeout, ground out to keep it a scoreless ball game. Righty-righty to Johnny Ornelas for a take in strike one. Ornelas was standing in with Procession at first. Got a little too far away from first base. And a nice throw from Anchia. 0-1. Missed down and outside. Even count, a ball and a strike. Successful back pick by the Travs defense. That ended the inning. 1-1. Fastball blasted back the other way into center field, a base hit. Johnny Ornelas on the board. He's got the Riders' second hit of the day.
Catcher,
Second hit of the series for Ornelas. He had one on opening night. Moved him to the top of the lineup. But a tough stretch for him. Finished 0 for 5. Bouncing back well today. Righty-righty to Matt Watley, the catcher. Bottom of the Riders' order. Throw back to first. And Ornelas slides back in. It'll go down as back-to-back hits on the Riders' card with Procession on Ornelas batting 7-8. 1-1 in the air. This will stay in the field of play and drifting over towards the first base coaching box. Shiner, the first baseman, comes in and makes the grab. And there's one gone. Top of the order due up now. Woke up fairly early. Actually, it came out around 7:30, 8 a.m. News out of Japan. Did you see this? Perfect game that was thrown last night by Roki Sasaki.
Really?
Yes, sir. Righty-lefty to the top of the order. Martinez standing in. First pitch is low for ball one. Just his second season in Japan's top professional league, Nippon Professional Baseball. He was on a lot of teams' radars with what he's been able to do this season. Just, again, 20 years old. Tied the NPB record with 19 punch-outs and a perfect game.
Woo!
6-0 win. Throw to first. Tag applied, but Ornelas is in there. That was the second look over from Kolak. Still 1-0 to Martinez.
I don't care what league you're in. I mean, 19 strikeouts in a perfect game. That's incredible.
Ground ball opposite way. Glove by Rizzo, the third baseman. Throw to second for one. Down to first. Double play. And that takes care of that. 5-4-3 twin killer. And the Riders unable to capitalize on a leadoff base hit from Johnny Ornelas. All done in the third. We go scoreless to the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in 72-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The Southpaw Cole Reagans back out on the bump as we are set to resume this Sunday afternoon ball game. Scoreless. We start the top of the fourth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you. And boy, it's been sharp and efficient pitching by the left-hander Reagans this afternoon. Continues to pile up the strikeouts, now 6 already. First pitch. Jake Shiner stands in there, and it's in there for strike one. As Marlowe, the ground out to the right side of the infield, was the final batter of the third. And so Arkansas sending 3-4-5. 0-1 misses outside. It's a ball and a strike. I do want to tie together that story on Sasaki, because there's a quote that just makes you smile. 1-1. Ooh, inside. Two balls and a strike. So, initially, should say first, multiple reports out of Japan saying that it was the first perfect game in NPB since May 18, 1994. 1-0's cued, foul. Even count, two balls, two strikes. Again, only 20. And some guns had him at 102.
Oh.
I feel like we're going to hear more about this guy in the coming years.
Yeah.
2-2 pitch. Tipped and dropped in the dirt. Count stays even.
What is that, 150 kilometers per hour? That's what they go off of, right? Something around there. My metric system isn't great.
Yeah, it was Pitching Ninja that said 102. 2-2. Right over the net. A little bit to our right. Knocked flush off the overhang. He said, this is the greatest. Honestly, I wasn't thinking about the possibility of a perfect game. I figured it would be okay if I gave up a hit. So I just pitched and put my trust in my catcher, Matsukawa, right until the end. 2-2. High for ball three.
That's awesome. I want to correct myself. It's 164 kilometers per hour, by the way.
While we're at it, 5-6-3 to end the bottom of the third a few moments ago. 3-2 pitch. Yanks down the line.
Ugh.
And that hit off a seat. You got to be on your toes down that direction.
Thankfully, there aren't many seats over there that are empty.
That guy says, look what I got. Still a full count to Jake Shiner. Reagans with 6 Ks looking for more. 3-2. High and away for ball four. And that is the first walk allowed by Reagans today. Second time the Travs put the leadoff man aboard. Nobody gone for the left fielder, Zach Deloach. He's got one of the two hits for Arkansas this afternoon. Lefty-lefty matchup to the left fielder. And the first toss. Opposite way, foul on a late swing from Deloach. No balls and a strike. We mentioned just about in every broadcast this weekend, every two of them, that Deloach feels like more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Deloach from the Colony, Texas, less than 7 miles from the ballpark. He homered last night. Touched home plate. And jogged back to the dugout to a standing O from his traveling audience. 0-1. Again, a late swing. Still foul. Over towards, see in the bottom right corner, Seth Nordland, the right-hander, up and throwing. Nobody out in the top of the fourth. And an 0-2 count to Deloach. O-2 pitch. Thought about. Punched out. Strike three. Deloach twitched the shoulders and goes down watching. And the first backwards K on the line for Reagans today. 7 strikeouts for the left-hander. 1 gone. Ray Patchen behind home plate. Isaias Barba at first, Hardlin Acosta at third. Shifted more to the middle of the infield. Here's Jake Anchia. First pitch drops in nicely for a called strike one. Anchia was the third strikeout victim by Reagans in the second inning, the first of the second. As he has upped his total to 7 this afternoon. And before the 0-1, throws to first. When does afternoon end for you? When do you cross the bridge into evening? This evening or this afternoon?
That's a good question. I think 4 o'clock is a good one for me.
I've heard a lot of people say 5.
Okay.
But I can understand 4 as well. 0-1. That's low and in. Even count. When I just said this afternoon, it felt later. And when I saw 4:59, even 4:30 would be
Would you constitute that late afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Late afternoon. Yeah, to the point where I'm almost even saying evening.
Yeah.
Ball and a strike from Reagans. Yank down the third baseline, just foul.
Like, I wouldn't call this an afternoon game.
Four o'clock start?
More of an evening game.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say it's a night game.
I would maybe say an afternoon start, 4:05.
Okay.
A late afternoon start.
Can we say that?
Yes.
Okay.
1 o'clock start for day, or even noon.
Yeah. Two, maybe.
1-2. Missed high. Throw down from Watley to first. And Procession applied the tag, but sliding back in was Shiner. Two balls, two strikes.
Is an 11 a.m. game a day game, or is it a morning game?
Well, morning would be before noon, so yeah. I think it has to be a morning game. Morning start.
But it's still during the day.
Mm-hmm. 2 balls, 2 strikes, the pitch. Tipped off the mask of Watley. It will be statted as a day game.
Yeah.
Day and night. It's the only two distinctions.
It's like a square is a rectangle thing.
Sure. One thing that hasn't changed is that wind. Good indicators are the flags over the batter's eye at center and then right center field. 2-2. Ground ball, left side, through the middle and a base hit. Harris will relay it back into the infield quickly. Shiner advances a spot, now up to second. And Jake Anchia with his first hit of the day. Travs have never had two men on base, and now they do. And now we'll see Jared Gettert out from the pen, out from the dugout, should say. And he'll go ahead and take the ball from the left-hander, Cole Reagans. Well, three really good innings. Walk, strikeout, and hit is how Cole starts the fourth. And we'll see if the Riders can turn to the pen and keep this a scoreless ball game when we return.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org/3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
It is the right-hander, Seth Nordlund, out on the mound, getting loose as we're set to resume action from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and Seth Nordlund for the first time this season. The right-hander at the age of 24. Set to log his first go of 2022. Guy that's been in the system with the Rangers since 2017. Spent his 2018 season in the Northwest League with Spokane. Then after that, missed all of 2019. He inherits two runners on base, one gone in the top of the fourth. And Joe Rizzo stands in. Sprayed out to left field on the first pitch. Harris charging towards the line, gets there and makes the grab. One pitch for Seth Nordlund, and there's two gone. Shiner at second and Chia at first. And now the right fielder, Tanner Kerwer, comes to the plate. Surgery for Nordlund that canceled all of 2019. This came after being selected out of Gateway Junior College in 2017. The ninth ever player drafted out of Gateway, but nobody has made the bigs. And Nordlund wants to be the first. Righty-righty matchup to Kerwer. Nordlund set at the belt the first pitch. High fly ball out to left center field into the alley where Harris charges over, gets to the track and backpedals and makes a nice running grab. Was running out of room quickly, but two pitches. And Seth Nordlund comes in and able to record the final two outs of the top of the fourth. We do indeed stay scoreless in the home half coming up next. Riders send 2-3-4 looking for the first run of the game.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders continue their open to the 2022 season all through this weekend at Riders Field.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
The Riders conclude their division champs weekend with a pennant giveaway on Saturday with post-game fireworks.
Oh, my goodness.
Then join us at Riders Field on Sunday for our pregame egg hunt and kid shirt giveaway. Frisco Rough Riders baseball is back. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still the Travs send Stephen Kolak back to the mound. The right-handed starter looking to complete his fourth inning. Dio Edias, 2-3-4, due up for the Riders. And it's the third baseman Edias' turn. The only walk that Kolak has allowed today. Riders have had three different base runners, one in every inning. No runs, though. First pitch. In for a called strike one. A walk to Edias in the first. Base hit by Procession with two out in the second. 0-1. Late swing, a ground ball into right field, a leadoff base hit. Second time aboard today for Edias. And the first time in the hit column for the third baseman. How about back-to-back frames where the Riders start off the inning with a base hit? This is actually the furthest we've gone in a ball game without a run being scored. Frisco hopped in front first back on Friday with the double and then two-run homer from J.P. Martinez. Righty-righty to Blaine Krim as Kolak is set. The pitch home. Nips the outer edge for a called strike one. And so the Riders took the lead in the third. And then yesterday, didn't take them long, did it in the second. Hopped on the scoreboard first. 0-1 to Krim. Swing and a miss, strike two. Blaine, the designated hitter for the Riders lineup today, batting in the three spot and hoping for a longer AB than his initial one back in the first. Three pitches, went down swinging. He's sitting 0-2. Who just missed. And Chia points the mid at Kolak. He liked it. Made it a tempting offer, but Grimm staying alive from the right side. Lot of wind, moving balls in the outfield. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Grimm chases for strike three. Fifth strikeout of the day for Stephen Kolick. Hadn't seen one since the second. He had two in the first, two in the second. And everything since has been put in play. Ezekiel Duran's turn. He's enjoyed a nice series. Awaits his first pitch on his second trip to the plate. First pitch is a swing and a miss for strike one. Go all the way back to Friday, and Duran was 0 for 3 going into the bottom of the eighth. Matt Watley, base hit. Martinez reached down the fielder's choice. RBI double from Stowers. Harris struck out before Duran's AB. 0-1 offer. Belted in the air to left field. It drops for a base hit. Edias will advance a station. And the Riders with two aboard and one out in the bottom of the fourth. And for Duran, it's his fourth hit of the series. Riders have never had two guys on the bases at the same time in the first three innings. They've got that here and just one out. Can we see Dustin Harris pick up his first double A knock? Righty lefty on Kolak, the first pitch. Belted in the air to right field. It drops for a base hit. Getter waving Edias around third. The throw to the plate's not. Hello, Dustin Harris. An RBI knock puts the Riders in front in the bottom of the fourth. Third hit of the inning. That one's got to feel good for Dustin. Brief trip to the mound for Anchia. Sandro Fabian tries to keep it moving. He's got runners at the corners and one gone. Righty-righty matchup. Kolak throws to first, and Harris slides in safe. Dustin, a lot of speed over at first base. Kolak and Anchia will try to patrol it the best they can. First pitch. High fly ball out to center field. Marlowe turns, retreating to the track, and it bangs off the middle of the wall. Duran scores from third. Harris all the way from first going to score as well. Fabian slides in safe with a 2-1 triple. 3-0 Riders in the fourth. Trip to the mound for the Travs as they get their bullpen up and moving quickly. This had been all Stephen Kolak heading into the fourth inning. Just over 40 pitches thrown for the right-hander. Edias led the frame off with a base hit on the second pitch to him. Grimm went down swinging. Two pitches to Duran for his base hit. One pitch to Harris for his base hit. And then on the first pitch that Fabian sees, he squares it up. Back to resume action as Jordan Procession stands in. First pitch. High and away, ball one. Infield creeps in as it's now four hits for the Riders in the bottom of the fourth, taking a 3-0 lead. Righty-lefty to Procession the pitch. Late cut miss for strike one. The first baseman playing in his first game. Getting his first start, should say. He appeared last night out of the pen to record the final out. Picked up the save. 1-1. Swing and a miss, strike two. So logging his first ABs today. And a chance to bring in his first run as well. Fabian getting a word in with Gettert at third. He just brought in two with a shot to center off the wall. 1-2. High and out for ball two. Counts even. Good hitting from a lot of different guys. We've seen different riders have solid series. Ezekiel Duran comes to mind. Procession calls for time. David Garcia is another one that you can contribute to, but that in just one game yesterday, in his first game, drove in four. 2-2. Missed low. Little battle out of the first baseman Procession to load the count. He's ready from the left side. Open stance. Golek sets. The 3-2. In the air down the third baseline, foul. That one's coming back. Count is still full. And only one out for the Riders in the bottom of the fourth. 3-2. Again, foul. That'll get over the net. Takes a loud hop off the concourse. Procession, a member of the 2011 Canadian Junior National Team. Hard ground ball towards second and gloved on a hop by Frick. He'll throw to first after checking Fabian at third for the second out. Boy, that one got your attention. Still a chance to bring in Fabian at third, who's 90 feet away. And it lies on the shortstop, Johnny Ornelas. Only trip to the plate today resulted in his second hit of the series. Colette coming set, the first pitch. Rings the middle of the zone for a called strike one. Ornelas in his last just less than 50 games with Hickory slashed a 309, 356, 469 with 11 doubles, 4 triples, 4 homers. He surged at the end of the year. Next toss. Oh, it runs him away. Even count of a ball and a strike. One in the air. This will carry over towards the Travs dugout, but a running basket attempt by Anchia, and he couldn't haul it in. It's now 1-2. Fabian still standing at third base. He's had plenty of time to catch his breath after legging the first Riders triple of the season. Here comes a 1-2. Tipped foul to the net. And he stays alive. We almost had ourselves a triple on opening night. And that was the top five Rangers prospect, Ezekiel Duran. Mixed in there at fourth overall. Two balls, two strikes. Kolak's pitch home. Late swing, and it just caught the top of the bat, went over the net. Two balls, two strikes. Forecast did not show rain that we got earlier at the start of the game. In fact, it showed it for about 8 or 9 o'clock, some thunderstorms that would come in. We might have gotten that action a little bit early, but it's subsided. The wind has stuck around, though. Heck, it's been windy really all weekend. 1-2. Inside. And now an even count. Two balls, two strikes. Riders started the inning with 2-3-4 of Edias, Krim, and Duran. Krim's strikeout as the first out was sandwiched in between four hits. 2-2, rip and a miss for strike three. That'll do it, thinning. That sees Frisco bring in three, highlighted by a two-run triple by the right fielder, Sandro Fabian. Riders leading, and we head to the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh, my goodness.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the fifth inning. Let's turn it back over to Zach Bigley to take us away.
Well, thank you, my friend.
You got it.
Top five, 3-0 Rough Riders. Three runs in that fourth. The big hit. A two-run triple. See, the Rough Riders' bats explode in that bottom half of the fourth inning, and now it's back to the hill. Seth Nordlund came in relief of Cole Reagans in that fourth inning. Needed just two pitches to record back-to-back outs. And he starts things off with the eight-hole hitting Connor Hoover. From the stretch with nobody aboard, first pitch. Way outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Connor Hoover, a strikeout in the third inning. As mentioned in the eight spot, it'll go Connor Hoover, Patrick Frick, then back up to the top of the order for Caden Polkovich. 1-0 pitch. Fastball settles high of the zone. 2-0. Rough Riders enjoying a 3-0 lead now. And they've enjoyed some leads here in this weekend series. 2-0. A strike in the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. A come-from-behind victory in Game 1. Yesterday, they had a 3-run lead and even a 4-run lead on a couple different occasions. Nordlund's 2-1. Slips high and outside. It's three balls and one strike. And the biggest point of improvement from the first two games to where they are now in Game number 3 has to be the bullpen. Here's the set. And the 3-1 offering. Fouled straight back up and over the netting. Three balls, two strikes. Count full now on Connor Hoover, leading things off in the fifth. With the first two games, granted a very small sample size, the Rough Riders' bullpen has walked 15 and 10 in the third innings. And this is Nordland's first appearance this year. 3-2. And on a line down the right field line, hooking towards the corner and foul up into the seats. Hard hit ball by Hoover. Count still full in the left-handed batter. The Rough Riders offense scoring 5 runs and 8 runs in the first 2 games of the year. 3-2. Just low, ball 4. A leadoff walk for Connor Hoover. And that's what the bullpen will be trying to, are free passes like that one, especially to lead off an inning. Patrick Frick, the 9-0 hitter, stands in now. Single is first time out. Righty-righty matchup. Frick's single was his first hit of the year. First pitch. Swinging a grounder right side. That scoots through a vacated right side and into right field. Hoover turns tail around second on his way to third, and he's in there easily. So a walk and a base hit start things off in the fifth inning. And just like that, Arkansas is cooking with hot grease. Caden Polkovich at the top of the order stands in now, and Nordland's in a bit of trouble.
Well, and he came in and two pitches that, as you just mentioned, that the Travs put in play pretty quickly and so benefited from that. And the last out was really well hit to center field. So hoping for more of the same, but just need one out here on the board. Get you in a bit of a rhythm.
Right-hander to the left-handed batter at the plate, Polkovich. Fits one in the outside corner for a strike with a breaking ball on its own one. The danger is you don't want to see a lot of balls go in the air right now. The wind is whipping out to left field. 0-1 toss. Fouled at the plate. 0-2. Wind registered at 24 miles an hour at first pitch today. Windy day in Frisco. Runners on the corners for the Travs here in the top of the fifth inning. Nordland from the stretch. Kicks, fires. Swinging a liner out to second. Duran has it go through his legs. Hoover comes in to score. He's able to grab it in shallow right field and throw on to second for the force out. But the run does come in to score. It was a line drive right to Duran that he tried to make a basket catch about thigh high because he did get a piece of it. So he's able to sprint back, grab it, and throw on to second for the out. But Hoover does come in to score, and Arkansas is on the board. It's 3-1 Rough Riders.
His glove, looking at that replay, actually dropped, I think, more than where the ball ended up through. So with the glove dropping to the ground, goes right in between his arms and just snuck by him somehow. I think he thought it would drop, and it was just more of a stinger than he had anticipated.
First pitch to Kate Marlowe. Swinging a fly ball into shallow left field. Harris charging in. Ornelas going back. Harris makes the call and puts it away. Two outs. It officially goes down as a 4-6 fielder's choice. Oh, a very odd one at that. Jake Shiner stands in now. No error charged on the play.
Zach, we are on a bit of a Masters watch right now as Scotty Scheffler looking like he'll be the Masters champ this year. Native of Dallas, Texas, and played high school golf at Highlands Park High School right down the road. So that'll make the DFW area really proud.
First pitch to Jake Shiner's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Highland Park High School in North Dallas. Also the high school that birthed Clayton Kershaw, Matthew Stafford. A lot of good sports down there at the 5A level at Highland Park. The Scots. Throw over to first. Polkovich back in with a head first dive. A few guys out of the North Dallas area in the PGA.
Yeah, Jordan Spieth, the Masters winner.
Out of Dallas Jesuit High School. 0-1. Lined hard into left field. Harris over towards the line. He watched it drop in front of him. Kicks up past him. All the way to the warning track and to the wall. Polkovich all the way around third. He comes in to score. And it's a one-run game. Harris misjudged the ball just slightly. Came in on it. And then, and all the way back to the fence. The ball was hit very hard by Shiner. He comes away with his fifth hit of the series. And a run scoring hit on that. See how it scored. Right now, Shiner is at second base. Took kind of a funky hop on Harris, so they might give that a double all the way. First pitch home to Zach Deloach. Strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 3-2 Rough Riders, top five. A couple runs coming in to score on some odd plays on the defensive side in this half inning. The offering slips low and inside. 1-1. Three runs, six hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Travs with two runs, five hits, no errors tonight. Or today. We already covered that. The pitch. Inside, gets away from Whatley, but not far enough away. Shiner remains at second. Two balls, one strike. Or do we say tonight? It's 5:30.
5:30 is tonight.
Okay. We'll say tonight.
This evening would work, too, but I'm cool with tonight, if you are.
I'm cool with it. Doesn't feel like 5:30, looking out around us. You can feel times, right? The pitch. A swing and a miss. The breaking ball down low underneath the left-hander's hands. 2-2.
I think you can, and really until you can't. There's times where you go, it feels way earlier or later than what it is.
Your feelings sometimes betray you. 2-2, two out, runner at second. Offering home, just outside. 3-2. 3-2, Rough Riders lead it, top five. Pull side shift in the outfield for the Riders. 3-2. This is upstairs, ball four. Runners at first and second now. Jake Anchia bats. Second free pass issued by Nordland in this inning. Again, he came in for Cole Reagan's in the fourth. Get your Reagan's final line as it wasn't quite finalized when he left. Really good stuff today from Reagan's. 3 1/3 innings, no runs on three hits, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk in his debut this year. First pitch to Anchia. He swings, pops it up right side. And that gets into the seats. 0-1. Reagan's obviously will go a little bit further in the game as the season furthers. But 3 1/3 shutout with 7 Ks. That will certainly make a lot of people happy in the first start of the year. Nordland from the first base side of the rubber with 2 aboard and 2 out. From the stretch, he delivers. Low and outside in the dirt. Ball and a strike now to Anchia, who's 1-for-2 today. Singled into left back in the fourth inning. Polkovich has good speed at second base. Deloach, decent speed at first as well. They take their leads. They'll be running on contact with 2 down. The 1-1. Swinging a grounder to third. Dio Edias fields up into the belly. On to second. The short way. And Duran's there for the out. Side retired in the fifth. Not before 2 runs come across, though, on 2 hits. No errors. And 2 runners left on the base paths. Bottom five. We're halfway home from Riders Field. Rough Riders a 3-2 advantage over Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to be as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the fifth inning and a new man out of the mound. It's Colin Cobert, a sidearm tosser for Arkansas. He takes over for Stephen Kolick, who goes four innings in his first start of the year. Four pretty decent innings, three good innings. Kind of unraveled a bit there in the fourth. His final line, he goes four flat, three runs all earned on six on walk. Matt Watley, the first man that Comer will face. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders with a one-run advantage in this bottom half of the fifth inning. Colin Cobert, 6'185", out of Lake Charles, Louisiana. He fires in. A slider frisbees to the outside corner. Called strike, and it's 0-1. The sidearm thrower. Long hair poking out the back of his ball cap. Flowing all over the place, a mustache as well. The 0-1, a swing and a miss. Good slider low and outside. Watley went down to fish. 0-2. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders in this inning. Watley, Martinez, and Eddies. Cobert readies. From the stretch with nobody aboard, he deals. Slider outside. Watley able to hold up, and it's 1-2. Cobert, 27 years old. 2017 draft pick of the Mariners in the 27th round out of McNeese State. Making his season debut. The 1-2. This is up high. Two balls, two strikes. Last year with Arkansas, 39 2/3 innings over 32 outings, a 3.40 ERA, 48 strikeouts to 20 walks, held opponents to a 2.28 batting average. 2-2, outside. Counts full on Watley, starting things off in this bottom of the fifth inning. Watley taps the barrel of the bat against his left toe, stands in open stance, hands above his head. Payoff pitch, fouled straight back to the screen. Still three balls, two strikes. They shift in center. Cade Marlowe drifted over into the right center field alley. Watley stands back in. Cobert from the extreme first base side of the rubber from the stretch. Glove at the belt. And the pitch home. Popped up, right side foul territory. And Chia off of the mask. The catcher makes the catch. One away in the fifth inning. 3-2, Rough Riders leading. J.P. Martinez at the top of the order stands in. Three runs, six hits, no errors for Frisco. Arkansas, two runs, five hits, no errors. Back to the scoring decision in the top half of this fifth inning. It was a double all the way for Jake Shiner on the ball that got past Harris. First pitch, Martinez takes a breaking ball that flutters across the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders finishing up this three-game series against Arkansas to open the season today. 0-1. A swing and a foul back in Anchia's glove. 0-2. Then they hit the road for the first time this season. Six-game series in 5 days against the San Antonio Missions down at Nelson Wolf Stadium. O-2 on the way to Martinez. Chops it foul back behind home. Still no balls, two strikes. Rough Riders will play those six games in 5 days with a doubleheader on Saturday because of Easter Sunday. A league giving the teams a day off on Easter. Kober kicks and brings in the 0-2. Inside. Ball and two strikes. Rough Riders will go against San Antonio for the first time on Tuesday at 7:05. Set two. High with a fastball. 2-2. Frisco has a very back and forth month of April. They'll be at home, on the road, at home, on the road, kind of every other week. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him upstairs with a high breaking ball. First strikeout for Colin Cooper. Two outs in the fifth inning. 3-2 Rough Riders. Dio Adius makes his way to the plate. After that series against San Antonio, Rough Riders will be back home the 19th through the 24th of this month against Northwest Arkansas, affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, and back on the road. And back and forth. First pitch to Adius. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Until a long homestand at the end of May, 17th through the 29th, with a day off on the 23rd. They'll have back-to-back six-game series here at home. 1-0 on the way. Hit in the air out to left field. Hit pretty well. Deloach tracing back to the warning track at the wall. Jumps up, makes the catch on the warning track. Side retired in the fifth inning. Dio Adius bid for a first home run of the season, turned away. No runs, hits, errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders carry their 3-2 advantage into the top of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at Riders Baseball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders 3, Travelers 2. Top of the sixth inning from Riders Field. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with us. Joe Rizzo, Tanner Kerwer, Connor Hoover, the three due up in the sixth for the Travs. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Seth Nordlund back out for his second full inning of work. He's thrown an inning and two-thirds so far. And the right-hander's first pitch. Found straight back to the screen, 0-1. Nordlund, with a little bit of bad luck, gave up a couple runs in that fifth inning. Leadoff walk to Connor Hoover. He advanced to third after a single from Patrick Frick. And then Hoover came in to score when Caden Polkovich bounced into a fielder's choice that got through Ezekiel Duran. The 0-1. Slashed foul out of play left side, 0-2. Went out into shallow right field. Duran was able to pick it back up and throw to second for the out, but it allowed the run to score. And then on a ball that was laced into left field, Dustin Harris had it bounce in front of him, go behind him to the warning track. Called a double all the way. 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Watley's glove. He hangs on for strike three. First double-A strikeout for Seth Nordland. And there's one away in the sixth. He picks up the strikeout for the first out here in the sixth inning on three pitches. 3-2 Rough Riders. And Tanner Kerwer stands in. 7-0 hitter. 0-2 tonight. Pitch on the way. Just outside. One ball, no strikes. It's been the theme of these first three games is the Rough Riders scoring first. And Arkansas clawing back into it. 1-0. High and outside. Or inside, I should say. 2-0. Rough Riders have scored first in each of the three games. And the Travs have either come back to tie it or take the lead in the first two. 2-0. Check swing, grounder, foul back behind home. 2-1. Nordland hoping to hold the Travs right here, not allow them to come back. Five hits today for Arkansas. Nordland readies from the stretch. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him. Kerwer out in front. It's 2-2. Nordland toes the rubber from the extreme first base side. Glove pinned to the hip. Kerwer stands in, slightly closed off from the right side. A pinwheel the bat to the hill. Here's the stretch in the 2-2. Going outside. Ball three. Three balls, two strikes. An opposite field shift for the right-handed batter with Martinez shaded into right center field. Fabian and Wright playing rather shallow. 3-2. Popped up back this way. Comes just short of us, out of play. Still three balls, two strikes. A lot of kiddos running around here on the Kids Sunday Fun Day, all over the berm. One of the running jokes last year on Sundays was how many times a ball would get loose from the berm onto the field. We have to mention it's only a matter of time this season. A 3-2. Grounded foul, third baseline. Still 3-2. See a lot of kids playing catch out there. Done a good job keeping it on the berm. The weekend crowd is going to be a very good number when it's all said and done, including today. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming out. It's been a fantastic weekend to open 2022, and so excited to keep it going. The pitch. Fly ball out to center field, shallow. Martinez froze, now comes charging in, and has to play it on a hop. Big swing from Kerwer. Martinez fooled. And it's a single with one out here in the sixth. Sixth hit for Arkansas. Both teams with six hits. 3-2 lead for the Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning with one out. No action in the Rough Riders bullpen. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. Runner goes. Pitch is a strike. Throw down to second. Not in time. Kerwer swipes the bag. A called strike on Hoover, and it's 0-1. Tanner Kerwer with his first steal of the season. Matt Watley, not an easy guy to run on. A And Nordland steps off. And how about this for timing? We were just talking about the weekend and how it was such a great weekend for attendance. The U1-0, or the 0-1, I should say, misses down low. And attendance just came in for today. 5,142 in attendance for the weekend. 20,486. Wonderful crowd for the weekend series. 2-0. Rounded to the right side. Procession, a backhanded stab. The first baseman takes it to the bag himself for the out. And there are two away. Kerwer maneuvers over to third base. And Patrick Frick, the nine-hole hitting second baseman, climbs in. Good day for Frick from the nine-hole. First pitch, outside. One ball, no strikes. A couple singles for him. Bolt to right field, the opposite way. Nordland from the stretch. The 1-0. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Now there is action out of the Riders' bullpen. Nick Starr is starting to get loose. Conway, Arkansas native. From the stretch, the pitch. Rides just inside. Three balls, no strikes on Frick. Nordland trying to get out of this inning cleanly. Gave up that single to Kerwer. He's at third base. The offering home. Low and outside. Ball four. Runners on the corners now with two outs. Back up to the top of the order for Caden Polkovich, number 24 prospect in the Mariners organization. And Matt Watley will head on out and have a quick chat with Nordland. Give Nick Starr a little bit of a chance to continue his warm-up tosses. Join the party on the mound. Now they retreat back to their respective positions. Polkovich, the former third-round pick, in from the left side. Former Oklahoma State product. There's the offering in. There's a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Talking earlier about Zach Deloach, who played for A&M and played here in the 2020 Frisco Classic. So did Caden Polkovich. Oklahoma State was here. There's the 0-1. Just outside. One ball and one strike. Drafted in 2020, obviously didn't make his debut until 2021 as there wasn't a minor league season. The 1-1. Grounded foul off to the left side. 1-2. And the Mariners were very aggressive with Polkovich. Started in high A and performed very well. Over 900 OPS. They aggressively promoted him to double-A where he did struggle last year. The 1-2. Hit on a line down the right field side. It's in there, and it gets past Fabian all the way to the wall. Kerwer comes into scoring the tying run. Frick around third with the go-ahead run. The relay to the plate, not in time. A head-first slide into home for Patrick Frick, and Arkansas takes the lead 4-3. Two-run double for Caden Polkovich. A two-out walk from Nordland opens the door for Arkansas, and they take advantage. Just the second hit of the season for Polkovich, and it prompts Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout. Nordland done here in the sixth inning with two outs. Nick Starr will come out of the Riders' bullpen for the second time this season. We'll tell you more about him when we come back. It's 4-3. Rough Riders now trail Arkansas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three called. This one's over.
Let's ride.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
Nick Starr out of the Riders bullpen here in the sixth inning. Two outs, two in. It's 4-3 Arkansas. He spells Seth Nordlund, who does not quite have the book closed on him yet. He's still responsible for the man at second base, Caden Polkovich. The line as it stands right now for Nordlund, 2 1/3, 4 runs, all earned on 4 hits, strikeout, 3 walks. Cade Marlowe, the first man that Nick Starr will face. Starr made his run out of the bullpen through 2/3 of an inning, spelling Cody Bradford, the Riders' starter. 2/3 scoreless. Walked a batter, allowed a hit, didn't give up a run. He actually gave up both runs that were stranded and charged to Bradford, though. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter in Marlowe, the center fielder. 4-3 lead for Arkansas at the plate. Starr delivers home the first pitch. A swing and a miss and a good breaking ball diving out of the zone. 0-1. Polkovich has good speed at second. Starr, the 25-year-old, 6'3", 225. Out of Southern Arkansas. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball again as he doubled up on the curve. 0-2 to Marlowe. 0-3 Dave for the center fielder. Here's the stretch. And Starr issues home. So we're going to foul straight back. 0-2. You don't want to challenge Cade Marlowe to a battle of wits anytime soon. A smart young man who is a pre-med and bio major at the University of West Georgia. She graduated summa cum laude. 3.87 GPA there. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Watley's glove. It's not a battle of wits. It's a battle of baseball. He strikes him out. And he strands a runner at second here in the sixth. Two runs across, though, and Arkansas does take the lead on a pair of hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. 4-3, Travs lead it as we go to the bottom of the sixth from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come on for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Let's
go. Blake Grimm starts it off for the Rough Riders in the home half of the sixth inning, trailing 4-3 for the Arkansas Travelers here in this series finale. Colin Kober, the right-hander, delivers home. Grimm takes outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Windy Sunday ball game. See napkins floating all over the field. Here's the 1-0. Grimm takes outside. It's two balls and no strikes. Your classic Texas April weather. You never know. 23 degree difference in temperature from first pitch from opening night to last night. 2-0. Fouled straight back. 2-1. A surprise sprinkle right at first pitch today. And now the wind gusts have really picked up. Up around 25 miles an hour currently. 2-1 home to Blaine Grimm. Fought off into center field, dropping quickly, and it falls in for a base hit. Blaine Grimm with a single. He's now 1-for-3. And Ezekiel Duran, the batter now. You never want to look into splits when it comes to day-to-day too much, how a guy hits on a certain day of the week. The only exception really is Sunday. Some guys do perform better in matinee or day games. Blaine Grimm is one of those. He hit well over 320 last year on Sundays. Gets his first hit today. First pitch to Duran. Outside, one ball, no strikes. 4-3, Arkansas. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Leadoff runner aboard and Grimm. Kober shuttles home the 1-0. Duran, a check swing, lays off on a pitch off the outside corner, and it's 2-0. The free-swinging Duran picked up a single on a hard hit line drive back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Great start to his season. 4-for-9. 2-0 pitch. A swing and a miss and a healthy hack. Breaking ball off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Duran coming over to the Texas Rangers organization as part of the Joey Gallo deal last year. He's made a big splash so far. And a hard hit grounder to short. Hoover has it on to second for one. Frick on to first in time for the double play. 4-6-3 on the twin killing. Just like that, the bases are clear. 4-3, Arkansas in front. And here's Dustin Harris. Time called, and here comes Colin Cowgill. Manager for Arkansas. Making his way to the mound, and he points with his left hand down towards the bullpen. He's going to go get the left-hander who's warming up. And that's Ben Onishko, who's going to come on out and make his debut here in 2022. So 4-3, Arkansas leads it. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning with two outs. We'll introduce you to Onishko when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the North Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ben Onishko comes out of the bullpen for Arkansas. A left-hander faces a clean base path. Blaine Grimm a single to lead off the inning, and Ezekiel Duran grounded into a double play. So he faces Dustin Harris, a lefty-lefty matchup, one-run game, Arkansas leading 4-3 in the home half of the sixth. Onishko makes his debut this season. 25-year-old, 6'2", 205-pounder. A draft pick out of Stetson back in 2018 by the Mariners in the 24th round. Plants his foot onto the first base side of the rubber and comes set. First pitch home to Dustin Harris. Swinging a foul back into Anchia's glove, and it's 0-1. A season ago, Onishko spent the majority of the season in High A Everett. Here's the set. 0-1. Front door slider missed. 1-1. 37 and a third innings with the Aqua Sox. 55 strikeouts to 16 walks. The Southpaws 1-1. Tried that front door slider again. This time he hit it perfectly on the inner end. 1-2. Did make six appearances and a spot start in AAA Tacoma as well. This is his first appearance this year. Shuttles in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Harris, and that retires the side here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders turned away quietly in the sixth, and we roam to the seventh. Arkansas 4, Frisco 3. Chris Jarrett will take the mic when we come back on the right.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.tv for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Some knockerball action at Riders Field on this Sunday evening. 10 minutes past the top of the 6 o'clock hour. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley, and the Riders with work to be done, trailing Arkansas 4-3 in game three of our three-game weekend series. Nick Starr throws in the first pitch. That misses high for ball one. Starr came in and dropped in four pitches to finish off the six. Had Polkovich at second. The 1-0. Again, missing. Two balls, no strikes to the first baseman, Jake Shiner. Now the 2-0. Popped high in the air. This one ranging out to left center field. Harris in from left. Calls off Martinez and makes the catch. There's one away. Back-to-back two-run innings for the Travs to score their first runs of the game, but also to erase what was a three-run lead installed by the Riders in the bottom of the fourth. That has disappeared. Ready, lefty. And the first pitch into Zach Deloach misses for ball one. Fourth trip to the plate today for the left fielder Deloach. He's been retired just once. 1-0. Opposite way down the left field line, and it skips fair into the corner. Deloach motoring for second base. Harris tries to dig it out and finally gets it back in. One out double for the left fielder Deloach, his second hit of the day. Second multi-bag hit for Deloach. Four hits on the series for the outfielder. Deloach in game one finished his last three at-bats all in strikeouts. One for five nights. Since then, he has really been solid. Righty-righty to Jake Anchia. In for a called strike one. One run advantage for the Travs as they look to get in the win column this season. 0-1. Thought about from Anchia. Watley wants to appeal. The catcher didn't offer. Even count of a ball and a strike. Well, really easily in the first two games, Arkansas either been really solid in the top half or bottom half of their lineup in production. 1-1. Skips in front of Watley. He knocks it down. And a pitch that just made it in the circle around home plate. Two balls and a strike. Today it's been pretty consistently spread around. For the Travs, three of their four runs have come from their bottom three hitters, but you've got Polkovich in the leadoff spot, an RBI double. Deloach picking up the double here. 2-1 offer. Over the screen our way. What do you think, a window down from us? That actually might have been close to the guys next door.
Yeah, I think that's official scorer's territory over there. Watch out, Larry Bump.
We need a big fish net because I could have maybe made a play on that.
I think it would take you a lot of time to get that fish net out the window.
No,
though.
I'll just hold it whole game. Okay. 2-2. Missed tying in. It's now three balls and two strikes.
You get one of the Lazy River fish nets.
Do they have that?
Yeah, the home run ball by J.P. Martinez on opening night was caught in one of those fish nets.
3-2, right back up the middle. on a chop, glove by Duran, long throw to first, and a nice play for the second out. Two gone, but Deloach advancing to third, and Arkansas threatening to extend their one-run lead. There's a few drifters out in the Lazy River tonight. Officially tonight, quarter past six. Oh, man, it's a dust cloud across the left field line. First pitch bounced into Joe Rizzo for ball one.
It blew a door open. One of the gates that go from the stands to the field.
Dustin Harris has company in left field. Just a cloud of napkins around him that gets kicked around. Righty lefty from starter Rizzo the pitch. Thought in from third base to score. Motley kicks the ball that bounced away from him back to the Riders dugout. And a one-out double comes back to bite the Riders. It's now 5-3 Arkansas. Two balls, no strikes to Rizzo, the pitch home. Hard ground ball towards second. On the ground and picked up by Duran. Throws to first for the final out. A run comes in on one hit from Zach Deloach. He continues to stay busy this weekend. And the Riders trying not to drop their first game of the season. They'll need some runs when we return. But stretch time at Riders Field. 5-3 Travs on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more, as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Left-hander Ben Onishko back out on the mound for the Travs. And Frisco with work to be done. 6-7-8 for the Riders. The home half of the seventh inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley back with you on the Riders Baseball Network. Approaching 6:30. And Scotty Scheffler, the 2022 Masters champion. That came to a close just a few moments ago. Lefty-righty to Sandro Fabian. First pitch, breaking inside, but missing ball one. 75 mile an hour. Fabian with the biggest at bat for the Riders today thus far. Onishko's 1-0. Missed inside again at the knees. Two balls, no strikes to the right fielder that struck out in his first at bat in the second. But a two-run triple in the fourth. All the way to left center field. 2-0. It's at the cleats of Fabian for ball three. I'd say it's center. Center field. In terms of a true to the 409, it was a little to the left, but that ball was smoked. lot of wind blowing to the outfield walls. 3-0 to Fabian. Catches the zone for strike one. We've seen one Riders home run this weekend, and it came from J.P. Martinez in the bottom of the third on Friday night. Fabian gets called back into the box as he watches strike two.
That's pretty surprising because this is a lineup that features a good amount of pop, Fabian included.
3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fabian not happy with the call that he thought was ball four. And then tried to play defense there. Make it back-to-back strikeouts for Onishko. He ended the sixth in the same fashion. Jordan Procession's turn. Lefty-lefty matchup, one away in the seventh. First pitch skipped out of the dirt by Anchia for ball one. First game in the starting lineup for Procession this season. Picked up a base hit in his first at-bat. 1-0. Called strike one. You think that's cool? Well, he got a save last night where they really needed him. Using arms quickly. Riders with six relievers used last night. 1-1. In the air to left field, and it drops in front of Deloach for a one-out base hit. Multi-hit game for Jordan Procession. In his first of the season. Runner aboard for Jonathan Ornelas. It was Ornelas that was at the plate when Procession got his first base hit back in the second. He saw two pitches miss the zone. The second one is what ended the inning. Lefty-righty to Ornelas, the pitch. This is high, ball one. It pulled Anchia away from the plate a little bit, and Procession thought maybe it would get to the backstop. And just maybe he'd go. Well, Anchia made a much cleaner scoop out of the dirt. 1-0. Catches the outer frame, strike one. And before Jordan knew it, Anchia's firing a toss over to Shiner, the first baseman, who's straddling the bag. And the tag was in time. Onishko's break-even pitch. That's in there, strike two. And so Johnny came to the plate to lead off the third, and he did so with a base hit. Had a knock on Friday and now one on Sunday. One ball, two strikes. The pitch home, way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Every game way over in the Texas League today started just after noon, Central Daylight Time. Tulsa 3-0 to on the road. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Called strike three. Ornelas watched a good one come in the back door and dots the zone for the second out of the frame. San Antonio won 16-3.
Is that good?
That one? Yeah. 20 hits.
We'll be down there on Tuesday.
Let's do it. It'll be the home opener for the Missions. Lefty-righty to Matt Watley. And before the pitch, throw to first.
It seems like there's been a lot of offense all over the place. In the league, in Major League Baseball.
It's been pretty crazy in the Texas League this weekend. Midland and Amarillo had 35 hits today. First pitch to Watley in there, strike one.
Good old Hodgetown.
22 runs.
You able to see how many homers?
Let's find out. What do you think, it's your birthday or something? A one pitch. Hard hit ball, but right to the shifted second baseman, Patrick Frick, and makes a line drive catch to end the threat in the bottom of the seventh. Riders trailing by two. We go to the eighth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the eighth frame from Frisco, Texas. Arkansas 5, Rough Riders 3. Both teams with 8 hits in this ball game. And for the second time this week, it's time for Fur Ozuna. Picked up the win in his appearance on Friday night. That was the difference for Frisco. Came in and got a big put out deep in the ball game, recording the eighth inning. Back-to-back strikeouts to end a huge threat where at the time the Riders trailed 4-3. So Arkansas was trying to expand on their lead, top eight. And they went on to cross two over home in the home half. Righty-righty matchup. And Ozuna fires home the first pitch. In there for a called strike one. Right fielder Tanner Kerwer's in. 1-for-3 day from the right side. Ozuna comes set, the 0-1. At the hands, a little high. Even count, ball and a strike. Now the break even. Wave and a miss for strike two. We're talking about Masters champions, guys from Texas. And there hadn't been one for a while until Jordan Spieth won one, and then Patrick Reed from San Antonio. See, it all connects. The 1-2 outside. Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out in the eighth, just underway. Approaching the final frame from Riders Field. 2-2. Called strike three. Ozuna enters from the pen and picks up the first out with a backwards K.
It's that changeup again. Dancing onto the outside corner, righty-righty. He's been throwing that changeup a few times. We didn't see it a whole lot last year, but he's featured it quite a few times here in the early going of this season. Usually it was fastball slider last year.
Now Connor Hoover ready. First pitch. Skied high in the air to shallow right center. Fabian comes in from right, but he's called off by the center fielder Martinez makes the grab. One pitch on Hoover for the second out.
Second baseman, Patrick Frick.
Arkansas jumping on the first pitch a number of times today. That's the sixth first pitch swing. Four of them out, strike one. Ball's put in play, should say. Only twice has the ball found grass. Ozuna coming set. Reaches for the ball in his glove, the 0-1. That's in there, strike two. No need to knock off the rust for Ozuna. Made the appearance on Friday. He is laser focused, looking for the final strike and the final out in the top of the eighth. The 0-2, a little high as he reached back for the fastball, 95. Ball one. Bases clear for Patrick Frick. Working 1-2. The pitch home. Called strike three. Ozuna comes in and picks up two backwards Ks. And quick work for the righty reliever. Little momentum for Frisco as they head to the home half. It's still Arkansas 5, Riders 3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way.
So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for fireworks. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher on the mound for the Arkansas Travs. It's the right-hander number 27, Travis Kuhn. Set to face the top of the order for Frisco. Riders trail 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Zach will be hitting the road with the team on the upcoming trip. We'll hold things down back here while the Riders play away from Rider Field for the first time this season. They'll keep it in the Lone Star State. As Zach mentioned earlier, heading to San Antonio for a six-game set. Kuhn ready for his first pitch. Here it is. Oh, and it hits Martinez. JP tried to scoot away from the left side of the plate. And the first pitch from Kuhn gets away from him. And it puts a tying run at the plate. Time now for Dio Edias, the third baseman. A walk for Dio in the first. Base hit in the fourth. Skied out to left field in his last at-bat in the fifth. And a throw over. Travis Kuhn making his first appearance of the season. Have not seen him this weekend. First pitch to Dio. Tip foul off the mask of Anchia. He gives a thumbs up to his Travs dugout. No balls and a strike to the third baseman, Edias. Kuhn, a 19th rounder in 2019. Out of San Diego, the college. Guy that stayed in California most of his whole life. 0-1. Way inside. It backed Edias off the plate. Ball on a strike. Native of Laguna Hills, Cali. Went to play college ball at San Diego. Drafted by Seattle. West Coast guy. One ball and one strike. Down and away. Now 2-1 to Edias. For Kuhn, it was 18 appearances out of the pen in the Northwest League with the Everett Aqua Sox. 1-1 in the air to center field, but right on a line to Marlowe. He makes the grab for the first out. Well, that was struck hard by Edias, but unfortunately right to the center fielder. There's one gone. Time for Blaine Krim. Base hit for him in the sixth inning. A pair of strikeouts to start his day. One in the first, one in the fourth. Looking to keep the hits going. Righty-righty from Kuhn, the pitch. Opposite way on the ground, right side of the infield. Tough play by Frick, but he throws to first in time for the out. Martinez advances on the ground ball. There was no chance for two. Riders down to their final four outs. And there's two away in the bottom of the eighth. Would do a lot if you can bring in Martinez from second. Duran, a 1-for-3 day. Yesterday, a walk and two hits. A base hit and a double. Came in to score both times. First pitch to him from Kuhn. Inside, and Martinez advances to third. That one was wild from Kuhn as it tipped off, I believe, the glove and then the mask of Anchia.
Yeah, it looked like maybe gloved an umpire. Looking at the replay.
One ball, no strikes to Ezekiel Duran. Pitch to him. Over the net on a fly ball that gets out of the field of play. Now a ball and a strike. Fourth best prospect, he was ranked in the Rangers system. All eyes on Duran with a loaded shortstop group starting his 2022 year at the AA level. Righty-righty from Kuhn, the pitch. Middle. Fastball at 97 for strike two. One, two. Called strike three. Kuhn with a little quick pitch. Hangs a backwards K for the final out in the eighth inning. And that'll do it. Riders strand a man in scoring position and a 5-3 advantage for Arkansas. We go to the final inning from Frisco, Texas on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco at the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, last year's Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine, Fernario Zuna back out there. Fur went 1-2-3 in the eighth inning. He faces the top third of the order for Arkansas. It's 5-3 Travelers. First pitch home to Caden Polkovich. He swings, chops it first base side. Procession comes up, charges, picks it, bobbles it, grabs it with the glove, steps on the pillow for the out. An eventful first out for Jordan Procession. And it's out number one for Arkansas. Cade Marlowe, the batter now. 0-for-4 for him. Really tough start to the year. Just 1-for-13. Arkansas 5. Frisco 3. Ozuna kicks, fires. Outside, one ball, no strikes. Fly out, ground out, fly out, strike out in the four plate appearances. For Marlowe, the number 17 prospect in the Mariners organization. 1-0. Grounded to the right side. Duran has it, both feet on the outfield glass. Grass slings it to first. And there's out number two here in the ninth inning. Jake Shiner, the batter now. Shiner's 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a walk. Really nice to see Ozuna turn this around and have a nice outing his second time out. A couple walks despite picking up the win on opening night and striking out the side. Didn't necessarily look like the dominant guy we saw last year at times. He sets and fires. Fits the fastball in the outside corner. A called strike and it's 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. Ozuna brings it home. Grounded foul. Third base side. That was on the slider, and it's 0-2. And when Ozuna just about getting that consistency, the guy who's still learning how to pitch, just in his second full season of pitching. 0-2. Fouled back up over the net. Right behind home. Still no balls, two strikes. Former position player in the Diamondbacks organization. Signed with the Rangers in 2019 as a pitcher. Had to undergo Tommy John surgery for the second time in his career. 0-2. Flown out to shallow right field. Fabian coming in, battling the sun. It's Duran, the second baseman, who calls him off. He squeezes. And that's all she wrote for the top of the ninth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base for Ozuna. Six up, six down in relief in two innings. Nice work for the right-hander. Bottom nine coming up. Riders need two to tie, three to win it. Stick with us on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility specialized to clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders trailing 5-3. And they'll deal with Michael Strifler, new man out of the bullpen for the Travelers. Strifler, the fifth pitcher used tonight. He faces Dustin Harris, Sandro Fabian, and Jordan Procession, 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders order as the sun pokes out from behind the clouds on this Sunday evening. Travis Kuhn in his one inning of work. One clean inning with a strikeout. Dustin Harris comes up to the plate. Right-hander on the mound, left-hander at the dish. Harris picked up his first hit with the Rough Riders, an RBI single back in the fourth inning. He's 1-for-3 today. Couple strikeouts in his other two times up. Strifler toes the rubber from the first base side. And the 25-year-old deals. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Sagamore Hills, Ohio native. Spent last year with Arkansas here at the AA level as well. The 0-1. A swing and a miss. Got a breaking ball down underneath the lefty's hands. 0-2. 3-5 with a 2.09 ERA for Strifler and 41 outings. The first baseline and foul right to Chad Comer, who makes a nice play. This time going with a two-handed stop, and he underhands it into the stand. Still 0-2. We saw a couple nights ago, Chris, he made a nice one-handed stab with the left hand. This time two hands.
And he said it's got to be the left hand. That time it was two, like you said. I think he's still good to throw BP.
Keeping it safe. 0-2. Chopped over to first. Two hops right into the glove. Jake Shiner takes it to the bag himself. Beats Harris. There's out number one. Sandro Fabian bats now. One out in the ninth inning. 5-3 Rough Riders trail. Five runs, eight hits, no errors for Arkansas. Three runs, eight hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Fabian 1-for-3 with a two-run triple. Came back in the fourth. First offering his way. Outside, one ball, no strikes. The thing that Michael Strifler does really well is he does not give up a lot of hits. In 43 innings last year, just 13 hits allowed, an 0.92 average against him. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Rough Riders hitting the road on Tuesday. Six-game series in 5 days down in San Antonio. 1-1. Misses up high, and it's two balls and one strike. And after not traveling a season ago, Riders Baseball Network will be on the road this year. Looking forward to that. We'll have coverage of all 138 games this season. Here's the 2-1. Off the outside corner of the dirt. Three balls and one strike. Favorable count for Fabian. 5,142 fans here tonight. Getting behind Frisco. 3-1. Line. Fabian smashes it the other way. Picks up a one-out single, and it brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Jordan Procession, who already has a couple hits tonight. He's 2-for-3. An approach by Fabian. Got a pitch off the outside corner. Barreled it up. Drove it into right field.
We've seen good hitting by the outfielders in this opening week. You just hope that Josh Stowe, I think just precautionary, not in the lineup today when he got hit by a pitch yesterday. But good hitting by the outfielders so far.
First pitch to Procession. He swings and misses at a slider on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Josh Stowers, as you mentioned, hit by a pitch in the arm yesterday. Stayed in the game to run, ended up scoring on a bases-clearing double from David Garcia, but then came out the next inning defensively. 0-1. This is low off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Procession hitting in his first game this year. Playing at first base. The 1-1 his way. Takes down in the dirt. A nice block by Enchia. Kept it in front. 2-1. Just in case. Out of the Rough Riders bullpen, Chase Lee is getting loose. Lee picked up the save on opening night. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. Striffler shakes off the first sign he gets, likes the second. Comes closed off from the first base side of the rubber. Glove at the belt, the 2-1. Inside, nearly hit Procession. 3-1. Jonathan Ornelas is on deck. Here's the 3-1. Install from Ray Patchen, the home plate umpire. A called strike, and it's 3-2. Procession was ready to take ball 4. One out, runner at first, bottom 9, 5-3. Trav's out in front. The pitch. Procession fouls it back off of Anchia's glove, and it's still 3-2. ...20,486 fans this weekend across 3 days. Wonderful crowds all weekend long. Rough Riders trying to send them home happy today. The 3-2. Here she comes. Chopped to the ground, first base line and foul. Still 3-2. Procession making Striffler work. Jonathan Ornelas ready on deck. And here's the payoff. Swing and a foul back into Enchia's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. 2 outs. Went elevated fastball. Could not catch up. 2-run deficit, bottom 9, 2 outs now. Fabian at first for Ornelas. Right-handed batter against the right-handed tosser. The shortstop 1-for-3 tonight. First offering. Line outside, 1-0. The 21-year-old Ornelas will turn 22 on May 26th. Last year, 8 home run. 1-0 pitch. Fastball strike on the upper edge of the outside corner, and it's 1-1. There's no way Fabian's going anywhere. Don't want to make the final out of the game on the base paths. Being in scoring position doesn't matter at this point. The pitch, fouled back. Ball, two strikes. Meaning that if you were in scoring position and were to come in to score, it would still be a one-run game. Maybe a little bit of a different story if it were a one-run game at this point. Striffler's 1-2 pitch. Swinging a hard hit grounder through the middle into left center field for a base hit. Fabian turns second, on his way to third, and he slides in safely. A throw gets away, but it's backed up by Shiner, the first baseman, and the Rough Riders have the tying run aboard for Matt Watley, the catcher.
All right now.
Arnelis speared that one right back up the middle. Hard contact for his second hit of the day.
He had his third of the series. He's finding himself. He's been doing it different spots of the lineup, too. He's been put in the eight spot now. And this is someone in Matt Watley that you hope would have kind of a power designation, being a really strong defensive catcher entering the season. He ripped a double in the first game, so you'll certainly take that here.
And even in his last at-bat, hit it hard, but right at Patrick Frick, the second baseman, a lineout. Alrighty, good contact today. Righty-righty matchup, two outs, the pitch. A swing and a line drive on one hop, backhanded by Hoover, the shortstop on to second for the out, and that's your ball game. What a play. Connor Hoover down to his backside on the backhanded pick, and he was able to throw to second for the final out of the game. Watley hit it hard, but for the second straight at bat, it was right at someone. Heck of a play, and that's your final. Travelers take it over the Rough Riders 5-3. Post-game show, and we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of two fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Five to three, the final, and Frisco falls for the first time this season. Chris Jarrett joining you on the Riders post-game show as we start to break this one down from Riders Field. And finally, opening weekend 2022 is in the books. Had a chance there in the ninth on a couple of base hits. Sandro Fabian got it started with one on the ground into the outfield, and then Johnny Ornelas able to do the same. And a hard hit ball off the bat of Matt Watley. What a play by Hoover out of the dirt. And it was a fine play to second for the final out of the ball game. Again, 5-3 the final score in a game that sees Frisco knock 10 hits and Arkansas with 8. But the Riders just could not capitalize with guys on base. Multiple different times tonight where they left runners stranded, two stranded in the fourth, two more in the fifth. and then two there in the ninth. And what was ultimately a tough loss, but still, you have to feel pretty good about what you saw today and start right on the top with the left-handed starter for you. And Cole Reagans goes 3 1/3, no earned runs on 3 hits, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. The starting pitching between Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter, and Cole Reagans looked really, really sharp in the first 3 games played so far for the Riders this season. It's just been the bullpen that a lot of guys had to come in, and you can have outings where you can get a really good look from one arm, and then another guy comes in and it's not his night. And so early on in this season, still plenty of time to go. But credit Arkansas for scoring all 5 of their runs in a 3-inning stretch of time, able to come from behind again and take this one tonight, 5-3, the final score. We'll go ahead and step aside in the postgame show for the first time. Come back with us and look around the rest of the Texas League and around the rest of the Texas Rangers organization. We'll dive a little bit deeper into this box score as well when we return to the Riders postgame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.tv for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a 10th Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Postgame coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back with you inside Riders Field as kids are getting ready to run the bases. And kids always have their day on Sunday at Riders Field. A little pregame egg hunt when gates opened up. And then a Division Champs t-shirt giveaway for kids 12 and under at Riders Field today. It was a good day. The weather, it was just pretty windy. But aside from that, overcast at times, but the sun still found opportunities to peek out through the clouds. And I think a close on what was a really good week, a week leading up to a weekend of Riders baseball. Frisco started the season getting back-to-back one-run wins. And last night had a sizable lead going into the night, but were able to hang on. And then on the opening night on Friday, came from behind. So did it in multiple different fashions, but really good stuff. So now the Riders at 2-1 and sitting a good spot in the South Division. Tulsa now the only remaining Texas League team unbeaten this season. They topped Wichita today 7-3, the final score. San Antonio, a convincing 16-3 romp of Corpus Christi. That one earlier today on 20 hits for the Missions. Well, it took 10 innings to decide Midland and Amarillo, but the Rockhounds able to come out on top, 12-10, the final score. Amarillo scored 2 in the bottom of the ninth to force the extra frame, and then Midland plated 4 in the top of the 10th, and it was too much for Amarillo to overcome. A ball game that saw 5 home runs, we mentioned it earlier, long 5 times in that game. Midland now 2-1 on the season. Amarillo at 1-2. Northwest Arkansas fell on the road to Springfield, who's now 2-1. Cards over the Naturals, 10-5, the final score. And Arkansas topping your Frisco Rough Riders, 5-3, the final score. Just past 7 o'clock from Riders Field. Kids running the bases in our postgame show. We'll step aside one more time. Come back for the final segment on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at RidersBaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Five to three, the final. Arkansas Travelers topping the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field on Sunday. The Travs picking up their first win of the season for Frisco, just their first loss, and they take the opening weekend series two games. Texas Rangers Farm System down east in what was a tough weekend for the Wood Ducks. They fell to Carolina again, 11-9. Down east brought in four runs in the top of the ninth to make believers out of them, but they fell short. And a two-run loss for Down East moves them 0-3 on the season. High A Hickory topping Winston-Salem earlier today, 5-2 the final, thanks to three in the top of the fourth inning. 11 hits for the Crawdads to get the job done. Round Rock continuing a strong stretch. We mentioned it yesterday. They do split with El Paso with a win today. They top the Chihuahuas 3-2 the final score. A game for Round Rock that didn't see any runs after the fifth inning, but two in the first, one in the fifth, and it was enough. Taking one last passing glance at this box score, some notable takeaways for the Riders offensively. And Sandro Fabian and Jordan Procession batting 6 and 7. The two combined to go 4 for 8 at the plate. And then Johnny Ornelas as well. How about back-to-back-to-back two-hit nights for Fabian, Procession, and Ornelas. So they go 6 for 12 in that stretch. But only two runs driven in between the three of them. So really good stuff out of that stretch. I think the biggest takeaway, though, is the starting pitching. You had Cody Bradford go 4 1/3 on Friday night. He entered for the fifth in a scoreless fashion. Hadn't allowed a run and was looking really good. Had three strikeouts, but, again, really didn't allow any base runners of any sort. Had allowed two hits through four innings of work. But Cody finishes 4 1/3, two earned runs on three hits, and a walk and three strikeouts. And then Jack Leiter last night, 7 Ks. Of his 9 outs recorded, and only allows 2 walks and an earned run to come in. And then Cole Reagan's making a case for maybe the best. 7 strikeouts and 3 1/3 in scoreless fashion. Only 1 walk allowed. That's a pair of left-handers in Bradford and Reagan's, and the right-hander in Jack Leiter. Well, closing down our broadcast as kids still running the bases at Riders Field, and I have a feeling they will for quite some time. Just about 10 minutes past it. And looking ahead at our upcoming broadcast, Zach mentioned so excited for the Riders Baseball Network to be hitting the road with the guys this year. Next broadcast in San Antonio when the Riders taking on the Missions, AA affiliates of the San Diego Padres. That's a 7:05 start time on Tuesday, April 12th. We'll be on the air with Riders Baseball 15 minutes out. So excited to watch the Riders take the road and keep tabs on them in their first road trip of the season. But for now, the Riders will close the book on home baseball until April 19th. Northwest Arkansas coming to town, and we'll be back to a 6:35 start time. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared, saying that final score one last time to you. Arkansas topping Frisco this evening by a final score of 5-3. Folks, have a great rest of your weekend, and as always, let's ride.